So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
As a country, we value, at least we say we do, truth and honesty. And I think as individuals, we do. But also, lying to get what you want is accepted. And we have no problem if people do it and then uphold their end of the bargain.
Gotta fake it till you make it.
There's a reason that phrase exists, Kelly.
Sometimes, yep. Yes.
So I have a list of 18 actors that lied about their talents to get a role that they are known for. I will give you the movie. You try to figure out what they lied about.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Keanu Reeves and The Matrix.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Kelly, what did he lie about?
He lied about his stretching ability.
His stretching ability?
His flexibility.
Oh, to avoid bullets?
Yes. He lied about it, and they had to give him so many yoga classes so he could get bendy.
Mm. Hot Wings, do you want to guess? I mean, that might be right.
I am going to guess. I'm going to guess that that he had martial arts experience.
Steve.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Steve.
He lied about his ability to slow down time and pick bullets out of the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're all sort of on the right track, but completely wrong. Hot Wings being the least wrong.
Okay.
He knew what a big deal The Matrix would be. He had a feeling after reading that script that it would be a big hit. No one else did when it came out. Everybody was like, "Nah, whatever this is."
Really? I thought that was...
At the time, I don't remember people being like, "Ooh, this is going to be the biggest thing ever." It was like, "Hey, this is really good."
Yeah. I don't even remember the hype for it or not.
So he spoke with the Wachowskis, loved the script, and agreed to the intense training and filming because it obviously was going to be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What did he lie about? His health. He said, quote, "My spinal column was being sausaged, basically. I'd had to have 2-level fusion on my spine before training, and they put a plate in my neck. But I didn't tell anyone because I was afraid they would not let me do the movie." So physically, he was not going to be able to do it.
Wow. He's done all those action movies with a messed up spine?
Yeah.
How did his spine get messed up before that?
It doesn't say in here. Yeah. I don't know if he...
Wow.
Genetic issue. I don't know. Anne Hathaway in Brokeback Mountain. What did she lie about?
Being able to ride a horse.
That's it. It was the last question Ang Lee asked her as she left. She had already been reasonably certain after the audition she was going to get the role. And as she was leaving, he said, "You can ride a horse, right?" And she said, "Yeah."
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Kept right on rolling.
Who can't?
That's fine. That seems like something you can learn pretty quickly, right?
I would think learn well enough to do a movie.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you've got time between casting and them starting. You go, "All right, time to hire a horse expert and let's get out there."
So, if you asked her if she's a liar, I think she would say no, because here's the quote. "My parents gave me a lot of gifts in life, and one of them is, if you ever asked if you can do anything, the answer is always yes. You can learn anything in 2 weeks if you're motivated enough. I had never been on a horse one time, but I replied, yeah, I'm a great rider."
Oh, wow. So not only
she embellished, the lie.
Not only can she do it, but she's really good at it.
So she put herself to work, spent 2 weeks learning to ride a horse. And then on the first day with the horse, she had learned traditional commands of you know, you tap the feet to get it to go and you know, other stuff. I don't
pulling
know.
Pulling the reins. Right. And
the basics.
Proper posture.
Yeah. No one told her that the horse she got on the first day on the set was a verbal command horse.
Oh.
So I couldn't figure out how to make it go. I went to rehearsal in front of 300 extras, all of whom work in rodeos, and the horse just stood there no matter what I did. In the end, it threw me off in front of everyone.
Ah. Seems like it would have been pretty quick and easy for somebody to go, oh, yeah, don't kick the sides. Just tell it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, put it in drive.
Yeah, this is a talk to horse.
Can you tell me this is a talking horse?
Oh, please. I learned on kicky horses.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't have any horse experience. I didn't know you could just go, hey, horse, go. I thought you always had to, like, maneuver it and do stuff.
I guess it makes sense. They probably want a horse that's easily adaptable for someone who's never done it before.
I suppose, but I mean, they could have just told her.
Yeah, that seems weird that they would have a talk to horse in a movie, because then you'd have to talk to it during the movie instead of just going like kicking it on the side and having it run.
I don't know. Maybe it knows like further commands like, okay, man, go on three.
Yeah. Action.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that does seem. I agree, though. Yeah, it seems like silent horse would be the way to go.
It does seem that way because, you know, I mean, who wants to be watching a movie like that and watch the actor go, all right, well, I'll see you over at the house. Let's go, biscuit.
But maybe it's one of those like kind of noises, you know, where they look cool because they're cowboys and they know what they're doing.
Could be.
So maybe those verbal sounds
Do you think that does that get written into the script?
Come on, let's go. Maybe. Because like Yellowstone, I feel like they're all they kind of do the verbal commands.
Steve, you can't make that noise.
Uh-uh. How do you do it?
So put your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And push, and then from the back. That was a terrible description on how to do that.
I have.
What's it even called? Like clicking?
Okay, no one do it. Let Steve do it. Okay, everybody. Shh. Steve, call a horse. We're good. Lord.
It's kind of like snapping with your tongue, and you can't snap and with your hands either, can you, Steve?
Yeah, I can snap.
Oh, well, who can't? Who you can't snap? What?
I can snap. Good snapper here.
I can't whistle.
Oh, whistle. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You struggle with the oral.
You have an illiterate mouth. Yeah. Can't make noises.
You have a stupid tongue.
Yeah. And that must be sad.
Especially if you're just down there making that noise.
Yeah.
All it does is sound like the cable's out on the TV. You could have white noise a vag again tonight, Steve. You bet. By the way, when I make that noise, that... it feels like it's coming from the side of my cheek.
Mine are on the side. When I do it, it's on the sides.
Really? When you describe that, Kelly, I'm like, wrong.
No, mine's from my tongue. These are on my roof of my mouth.
Important lies.
Oh, wait.
You did it. Nope. That sounded like a mouse.
Are you calling a rabbit?
Yeah. Are you?
Nope. No. You got to be more aggressive with the tongue.
Yeah. You're just right on your teeth, aren't you?
I'm like where the roof of my mouth meets my teeth. Like,
No, you got to go further back. Like, the tongue's got to hit the back like wisdom teeth and squish it. No, you just look really troubled.
You look like you're
really
going
to do. Yeah, you really
you look like
do.
You're going to say, I got a good brain. Mm-hmm. Maitland, senior correspondent for Animal Noises. Mm-hmm. Can you make the horse click?
You guys were going.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Do it again.
Do it loud like you're making a horse go.
Yeah, she can only do it two times.
Well, you fall apart after two clicks?
Yeah, I guess. Kind
of yeah, like it's a tongue twister?
It starts sounding a little more sucky. <It does.
laughs> Maybe you make a lot of saliva.
I do.
Yeah, that happens.
Do you also enjoy vagina sound baths?
These noises can't be... everybody driving to work now is now clicking their mouth. All yes, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, man, everybody's right. Turned on.
Please text in if you can't do this as well.
This text, is Steve's karmic retribution for mocking Annette for not being able to hawk a loogie. What's a more important skill?
Oh, boy.
Congratulations on your stationary stupid horse, Steve.
It took her 2 days
never going
spit.
Anywhere.
You guys have the driest oral ever.
There's just always so much friction.
So much breath.
Yeah. Like Velcro.
Trying to start a little bonfire every time.
Steve sounds like Donald Duck hosting a face party.
I guess.
Another liar.
Oh, yeah, actually, yep. That does sound a lot like what you did a second ago, Steve.
Bet you didn't think you'd feel bad about this today.
Well, it's this or something else.
Yeah. All right, Sadie Sink, Stranger Things. She played
a little redheaded girl.
Yeah, what was her character's name? Mo?
I go Max. Sadie.
Max. Max, yeah. Okay, I thought it was like...
And Curly?
I thought it was like a kind of a boy's name.
Red.
Mo. Yeah. Whatever.
John.
What did she lie about?
Being able to float?
No.
Being able to make her eyes go pure white.
They wanted someone who could skateboard. Because that was pivotal for the character. She's kind of the other kid. They wanted a girl with a skateboard experience. And they asked me, do you have any rollerblading experience? And I said, oh, yeah, all the time. I had never done it. Technically, it wasn't a lie. I had done it once before. In reality, I hadn't skated for a long time. Then in the audition, she got a scare when a pair of skates were put on the table. I was doing some scenes, and all of a sudden, I look into the corner of the room, and I see a pair of rollerblades, and I'm like, oh, crap, they're going to make me do it. She ended up being able to stay on her feet long enough to keep the part. It was a good thing they liked the other things she had done.
I feel like if you can't rollerblade, you've got stupid feet.
Kind of. Like,
how can you not rollerblade?
It's much easier than skateboarding.
It's a feat.
And it's easier than skating, too, with the four-wheel, like, I don't like skating with the... What brakes on the front?
Quads.
Don't like that. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Traditional roller skates.
Yeah.
Where are the brakes on rollerblades?
On the back, on your heel.
Oh. I've never had them on.
Yeah. And it's a lot easier to turn to the side and just stop. Mm. You got to have really dumb feet if you can't rollerblade.
I mean, I have to agree with that. Even I can rollerblade.
Yeah.
Anybody every time I see somebody now rollerblading, I just think, why? Why are you doing that?
It's great exercise.
I love my rollerblades.
But it's so like
Grayson
so
stole
90s.
Mine. He plays with them all. He uses them all the time.
Look at my pants, Steve. I'm screaming the 90s. Yeah. They're back. Yeah. Rollerblading's cool again, dude.
Yeah, it's not
it's not a bad activity. Right. I mean, what's it's wrong just, with that?
No, it's not.
I mean, people still play roller hockey and everything else. I mean, it's not like, you know, what's wrong with rollerblading?
It's just,
it is weird that somehow that's become something that you can be mean to.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing wrong with it.
No.
Except that was the joke. You know how I knew, what was it? You know how I knew you were gay? The rollerblade joke? What was it?
Well, why are you asking us what the joke is?
That's what made it not cool when I was in school.
Hey, guys, here's a joke I like. Tell it to me.
I can't remember it, but I remember when somebody said it to me, I was like, I'm not going to tell people I rollerblade. Everybody's going to think I'm gay now. I think it was,
what's the worst part about rollerblading?
Oh, that's it.
Telling your parents you're gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, oh man, you can't be a rollerblader and gay.
Was a different time. I guess maybe that's a nice shortcut if it still holds true. Well, yeah.
What if I want to be both?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jamila Jamil, she was in The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen that, what did she lie about? This is a big lie to tell.
I mean,
trying to get a role.
Man, some of these are hard to tell what they might have lied about.
Who was this one?
Jamila Jamil. I don't remember her name in The Good Place. She played the woman who was rich and had everything but hated her sister.
Yeah, she was, I think she was Indian.
Yeah. She lied. She had been a TV news person or a TV host.
Okay, like a Carson Daly type, I think. Right?
Yes. And she had done some radio stuff. And when she auditioned for The Good Place, Michael Schur, who created that show along with a lot of other shows, asked her about her past acting experience, knowing that she had most recently been that. She said, oh, I have tons of stage experience. So I've been acting my whole life. What she was actually saying was, I was in some stage productions when I was in middle school. That was the last time acting and on stage, and she got the role.
So she wasn't really an actress.
No.
And got the role. Then that was a good, yeah, that was a good role to get.
So those lies are all okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did a good job. I mean, that's what she was there for.
So you can lie on your resume as long as you can back it up.
Yep.
I mean, yeah,
I mean, it's the same thing, right? If you were good with the first statement, you should be good with the second one.
I think in some cases, yeah, certain resume stuff is just stupid and pointless. It's kind of like when a coach lies about their resume and then they get fired. It's like, yeah, but you hired him for a football coach. He shouldn't even have to pretend like he went to Princeton.
No.
Like, look, he coached over here and he won. So we should have him coach over here and win, because who cares if he went to whatever school? It's not why you're hiring them.
It's happened a bunch of times.
It has, yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.